Right. Jabers Higara. What would you like to know?
Well, last night you played a benefits concert, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you political or social involved?
I wouldn't say I was politically very, active or... I think I'm becoming more so all the time. Yeah, that's really what it is.
Your father was a union man, was he?
Yeah, he is. He still is.
He still is, yeah. But that's also one reason, maybe.
Maybe it is, yeah. But it's kind of strange for me because I've got a lot of bread and very materialistic. And that makes it hard, you know, because... It's sort of hypocritical somehow, you know. So really, I should
feel
be...
like that.
Yeah, really, I should vote... You know, I should be a conservative and protect what I've got, you know. And that's facetious, you see. It's just very difficult for somebody like me, working class background, and then suddenly you've got bread and everything, you know. So what do you do, you know? What do you do?
Well, you're...
Any suggestions?
Playing a benefit concert. Maybe
giving
money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can do that, yeah. Because money is power in these situations, you see. Still that way.
You can use your power as a musician to change society, more or less.
Well, I don't really see it that way myself, you know. I think I can use the limited power that I've got in making bread for something like that. That's really all, you know.
You don't think that the music itself is enough to change people?
No, what the music does is it brings people together. You know, it just brings large amounts of people together who might share the same views. You know, that's really all it does. The music itself, I don't think it makes any political statement. Something like, did a Hyde Park concert, and there's lots and lots of people there, and I suppose, you know, lots and lots of people who are progressive in their thinking now, you know. It wasn't like that before, and I think that music's played a big part in that. Just bringing thousands of young people together, yeah. But I don't really make any particular political statements in my songs, you know.
No.
It's really sort of accidental, if there are any, you know.
Golden, Virginia. We'd now like to do a song entitled The Politician. This song was written in 1874
by
myself in my previous incarnation.
Thank you.
And was written in all seriousness to make money, and succeeded through no fault of my own, and all thanks to I'm a Bird Again. No, it doesn't. Yes, but anyway, the politician. No. Politician, right.
Just what I breathe.
well about the team?
What
did it mean to you?
Oh, it was good, you know, nice experience. It was nice to experience being being a pop star for a while.
You don't feel like a pop star anymore?
None of us in the Cream really were. You know, that's why we split up when it became when it became that sort of scene. We were just musicians who wanted to play, and suddenly we had to be pop stars, you know, and we didn't really want to do that.
But what exactly is the difference between a pop star and just a pop musician?
Well, the difference is that if you're a musician, people come to hear your music, and if you're a pop star, people come to see you, you know, a performance, just to see you, you know, the music doesn't matter, you know.
Touch you.
Yeah, all that bit, you know, sort of stealing your you know, ripping your clothes off, and, you know. It's fun for a bit, but then you get tired of it, you know. So I deliberately took steps that would stop that, you know. Instead of getting a band together like the Cream and going on and doing that, I went in the opposite direction, you know, for a while, just to get away from that, which is nice. Of course, the nice thing was to have the independence that the Cream made it possible for us to have, you know, financial independence. And, you know, not to be scuffling. It's nice. Yeah. We had quite a long time of that, you know. And there's not really anything more to say about that. It was a nice little band, and it did what it could, and then finished. Got a match.
Yeah.
Keep going out. Yes,
in a place quite near the sun. You gave me golden love in it. Your act was all in fun. Roll the ladder. Roll the ladder. Roll the ladder to the moon. Meeting in a cottage in the snow. You gave me central heating. I can't forget the flow. You asked me to a weekend down by the stormy sea. You took me to a ceremony and the sacrifice was me. Threw away the ladder and gave me to your friend. You took
me to a prison, and you said it's cheap was me. Then you locked me deep inside you, and threw away the key. Hey, roll home, ladder. Roll home, ladder. Roll home, ladder to the moon. Hey.
don't.
I've always been interested in form, and also there's a kind of dichotomy or a schizophrenia, if you want to be unkind about it.
So that's Hendrix.
What I think is happening in the name of Hendrix.
Jimmy's songs, like a lot of my songs, is that they are actually composed.
Les chansons de Jimmy, comme la plupart des miennes, sont composées. Elles sont véritablement écrites. Il y en a une à moi que Jimmy a souvent interprétée, Sunshine Over Love. Il l'a souvent reprise. Voilà encore une chose qu'on ne peut pas changer. C'est écrit, composé, ça se joue de telle façon. On peut toujours improviser, mais d'une certaine façon, ces chansons sont intemporelles.
After all the devils in the boxes and the clown of all God,
of bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers maybe. Somewhere a king has no wife.